Sarah Palin was sort of right about Paul Revere. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Did Paul Revere warn the British?
He who warned the British that they weren't going to be taking away our arms.
Paul Revere left two documents describing how he rode from Boston to Concord, alerting farmers that the British were crossing the Charles River to get the ammo dump at Concord. And on the way, he was stopped at a British checkpoint where a soldier threatened to blow his brains out if he didn't talk. So he told them that he'd been waking up the farmers and also told them that the British regulars had run aground trying to cross the river and that, quote, there would be 500 Americans there in a short time. So in addition to warning the Americans that the British were coming, he did warn the British sentries that the Americans were coming.
Part of his ride was to warn the British that were already there that, hey, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to take American arms.
Except Revere was lying. He had no idea whether the British force had run aground or how many Americans would show up. He was trying to scare the sentries into releasing him, which they did. But Palin wanted to make this into a Second Amendment moment.
You're not going to take American arms. You are not going to beat our own well-armed individual private militia that we have.
What? You're not going to beat our own well-armed person's individual private militia that we have? No, Paul Revere wasn't making a Second Amendment argument. He was a courageous and conniving messenger who almost got his brains blown out. She makes it sound like milk and cookies. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.